So how are the Eagles doing in these first few days of free agency? We bring in a national perspective from NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, it has been very busy around the NovaCare complex since free agency opened on Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Eagles signing five players or adding five players from other teams, retaining Donnie Jones. What do you make of all these moves the Eagles have made?
Well, I think that they started at safety, obviously, with Malcolm Jenkins, and they needed an upgrade at the position. They basically don't have safeties, really, with the exception of Earl Wolf, who is a rookie and an unknown still at this point. So what they did is they went and got a very reliable player who's very versatile. You know, when you look at safeties, Dave, you really look at four things. You look at their ability to tackle. You look at their ability to play single high, you look at their ability to play in a cover two shell, and you look at their ability to play man-to-man. That's the versatility part. Malcolm Jenkins can do all of those things. Now, he's not great at any of them, but he's a solid week-to-week player. You know what you're getting when you put Malcolm Jenkins on the field.
So you would grade him, Greg, an upgrade over what the Eagles had last season?
Without question. Without question. And that's what free agency is. That's what you're looking to do. Free agency, Dave, is about getting better. The money becomes, and I know they did not pay a lot, which is obviously a positive as far as the Eagles are concerned when it comes to then doing other things. But if you want to get players in free agency, you have to spend something.
Okay, now what about on defense also? We go from the safety position to the cornerback position, and the Eagles agreeing to terms on Thursday with Nolan Carroll, 4 years with the Miami Dolphins. Big kid. I don't know a lot about him. What can you tell me?
Yeah, he has never quite become the player that people thought when he came out of college. They thought he'd be a quality starter on the outside. He's ended up becoming more of a rotational player who plays in sub-packages as spot starter, can play outside, can play in the slot. So he's, again, he's a multidimensional player. He becomes a compete player for a time. He's had some good moments in the NFL. He's quick. He's athletic. He's not real big. But, again, you're looking for competition in your secondary. You're looking to get better. You bring in competition. That's what Nolan Carroll is.
All right. Now, the move that the fans are really juiced up about here, Darren Sproles, the Eagles.
I'm juiced up about that, too.
Yeah, I think we all are, Greg. Now, I know you've talked about him in the past. Explain from just a formation standpoint, from a matchup standpoint, what are some of the things from the line of scrimmage that Chip Kelly might do with Darren Sproles?
Well, you have to start with how Chip sees offense. Chip is not beholden to the way football's been played. He's looking for stress points. He's looking to make the defense have to react in ways that they don't want to react. And Darren Sproles is that kind of player. You can essentially line him up anywhere. And he's effective in the pass game. And he's also effective in the run game, getting out on the perimeter. So it would not surprise me at all if Chip envisioned Sproles and McCoy playing meaningful snaps on the field together, because Sproles is not just a running back. As I said, you can line him up anywhere. He's also a very good chipper in pass protection, where you line him up tight to the formation, and he helps your tackles with pass protection. So he really gives the Eagles an awful lot of options offensively. He fits the way Chip sees the game, which is very expansive, very unconventional. So I think it's a terrific signing.
And Greg, no concerns that his production has dipped a bit?
Well, you have to understand what he is. He's not going to play 60 snaps a game,
right,
Dave.
Right.
And he wasn't signed to play 60 snaps a game. So if you play him 20, 22 snaps a game, and he's effective with those snaps, then you get exactly what you're expecting.
Yeah, it's really so exciting to think what this offense could be, retaining Jeremy Maclin, keeping Riley Cooper, adding Darren Sproles, your offensive line returns intact. This offense, Greg, I don't know where else you go from a...
I don't think they're done, Dave, as far as the offseason. I mean, I think the draft, you will see wide receivers. I really believe that. I think that Chip will continue to look for more ways to be explosive on the perimeter, and it would not surprise me to see them take a wide receiver in this draft.
The Eagles have also been very cognizant of the importance of the third phase. They've retained Donnie Jones. They add Brian Braman and Chris Maragos, two special teams players who've had great success in their previous NFL lives. It's important to cover kicks, isn't it, in this league?
Yeah, I mean, field position is so critical in this league. It very often separates good teams from bad teams, and they don't seem like significant plays in games very often, but they are. And the interesting thing about the Brayman kid from Houston is he's also been a spot starter at times. And one thing that I know Chip Kelly likes is he likes size. And the Brayman kid's about 6'5", 240. Now, I'm not suggesting he's going to start a linebacker, but if you have to play that kid at linebacker for whatever reason, you know, long NFL season, people get injured, you know, he's got the kind of size and movement that I think Chip Kelly likes.
Yeah, so Greg, overall here, what the Eagles have done, the blueprint that they've clearly put in place, and they've seemed to have followed it very exactly.
Yep.
What do you think of these moves?
Well, I really like the moves, and I'll tell you why. Because it's clear that there's a plan. You know, very often, you know, players get signed, and you know, you don't know exactly how they're going to play, Dave. But I think what's evident with the Eagles is they have a plan in mind, and they're executing the plan. And that's what you'll look for in free agency. You know, once the season starts, things happen, and things can change. But there's a clear sense of purpose with what the Eagles are doing.
Greg, thank you so much. Greg Cosell, Senior Producer, NFL Films, thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.